mud, grime, flotsam, dirt, everything you could possibly imagine when you bass fish, and in particular during the spring part of the year, you get your boat kind of grimy. And with me today is Jason Roberts from Bass Boat Saver. And boy, you guys have got a great product right now with Bass Boat Saver.
Well, thanks a lot, Terry. It really is a good product. It all sums it up, and it's total protection for your whole boat.
Yeah, I guess that's very important because a lot of people think, well, it's just the hull or the sides or whatever, but seats and everything else can be impacted.
Yes, it can. There's not one thing on your boat that you cannot use Bass Boat Saver on. It is designed for the whole boat. You can use your seats. You can do the plastic moldings, your gauges, the electronics, the trailer, the motor. It doesn't dry white like a lot of waxes do. It dries hard. And what I mean by that, Terry, it dries clear, basically.
Well, you know, the nice thing about it, it also water spots and some of those kind of things. I'm an avid user myself, and the Bass Boat Saver, you know, I buy it by the gallon, which I absolutely think is the best way to go. And the nice thing about it, you know, you spray it on the water spots on your motor, which is really one of the hard areas to really get clean after you wipe the boat down every time. But it just takes those away as well. And you know, like grime, that, you know, you're fishing kind of a muddy river impoundment, or you're fishing someplace where there might be some sludge or something that's on there. You just spray it on there and you come back with a towel. Next thing you know, you got a polishing finish.
Well, yeah. You know, here in Indiana, we fish a lot on the Ohio River. And if anybody knows the Ohio River, it is just probably the worst place for a scum line. There's a lot of oils in the water. And you can leave that scum line on your boat for days. And you can take Bass Boat Saver, spray it on, wipe it right off. And the boat's done. It's waxed, it's UV coated, and it's cleaned.
Well, I think that's critical, UV coating in particular, with the gel coats and everything that we have now today, the clear coat that's, you know, that you're trying to protect to keep that good shine and good finish. The more you use it, the better it is, right?
Yes. You know, boats nowadays, golly, they're basically an investment. You know, they're $40,000 plus. Probably some boats are $50,000. So, you know, we need to take care of them. And Bass Boat Saver is basically, like I said before, it's total protection. You don't need anything else. And with those, like you said, those water spots, mercury engines are just, they're black. They're just horrible for getting spots. And when you spray Bass Boat Saver on there, those spots just go away. And the more you use it, the more of a protection it builds up. So that stuff, it's easier to come off each time.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I was a believer in this product before you guys became an advertiser because I was using it before that. And, you know, the nice thing about it, I use it on my motorcycle, I use it on my truck, you know, everything you can possibly imagine. You know, one of the things we used to use, like Pledge or Armor All or something like that, which are great products, but they leave a film a lot of times, and they're really not protecting the boat.
Yeah, they do. You know, those products are silicone-based. And Paul, my partner, he developed this product, about 5 or 6 years ago for himself. And this product, it's not a silicone base. And those silicone base products are, you know, they're kind of, I tell you, when you ever have to get boat repair done, it's just a bear to wet sand. And this is a carnauba type wax with a UV protector.
And it's such a good application. You know, you just spray it on with a spray bottle. It's very easy, as you mentioned.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, in your boat, you can put it on if your boat's dry. Or if your boat's wet, you know, I tell a lot of guys to do it at the boat ramp. You know, the water kind of evens it out a little bit.
Well, you know, the nice thing, too, you know, you talked about the leather and stuff that we have in our boats now. It also protects that. And the UV protection in the sun, as much as we're in the sun, it's critical. And you know, one of the things I like about it, when you get out there, you know, in that real heavy scum line, you talked about somebody having it on there for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And then you just hit it with that stuff, and it comes right off. You know, and it is protecting your investment, no question about that.
That's absolutely right. You know, another good example I use, Terry, is, you know, when you trailer your boat home in the rain, you know, your boat just gets filthy from the road. You know, there's so many times I've just backed my boat in the garage, dry, spray Bass Boat Saver on, the stuff wipes off. And that's all I got to do. The boat's done.
Well, you know, you guys are so active in the sport, you know, and a lot of guys, I just recently had a tournament, and, you know, a lot of people are saying, what is that you're spraying on there? You know, it's a new boat, but by the same token, they can see the shine and the glimmer that came off of it. But the nice thing about it is that people are looking for that. Most guys who have a boat and have spent the money you're talking about, they're looking to keep that boat shiny and looking good. And, you know, if you have a sponsorship with that particular company, it's imperative that you do that because you want that boat to always be at its best look. But,
you know, you're absolutely right.
The other thing I think is critical is the pro staff now. You guys got a bunch of people out there working hard for you.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, these guys are fishermen. They're not actually, you know, sales reps. And that's kind of what I look for. You know, I'm an avid tournament angler myself. And I've been in the business practically my whole life. And I want fishermen to promote my product and sell it as well. So that's the pro staff that I have is, you know, that's what they are. They don't go in and write orders. They're not affiliated with the sales group. They're fishermen.
Well, that's the best sales pitch you can make, because I can guarantee you fishermen are going to do one of two things. They're either going to tout it, or they're going to say, hey, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And with Bass Boat Saver, you don't have that problem. You definitely, you know, I look at it kind of as a seasonal thing. You know, like right now, everybody's breaking their boat out. It's a good opportunity to get some stuff on there and make sure that boat's protected. Then as you go every tournament throughout the year, or when you're fishing on the weekend or whatever, you can just wipe off scum. You can do that kind of stuff with it. And, you know, fiberglass in particular works well. But you can use this on aluminum as well.
Yeah, It does work good on painted aluminum, Terry, because that paint does have a clear coat on it. And, you know, like those, I've seen a lot of these boats, Lund, Low, you know, Fisher Marine, they have these painted surfaces, and it does the same thing.
Well, it absolutely does a great job, and of course, we talked about the seats and stuff, and that's very, very important there as well.
Yeah.
You guys, I know you're not resting on your laurels. You may be coming out with some new products, too.
Yeah, you know, we Paul, he's trying to make a special product for aluminum, and he's working on it. But you know, we try to we experiment a lot. He's given me several different bottles to use, and but we test it out quite a long time before we ever put it on the market. And Paul, he developed Bass Boat Saver about 6 years ago. And played with it for 2 to 3 years before he ever gave it to anybody. And he's very, very particular. He's been a chemist for about 40 years now, and he knows this stuff.
Well, no question about it. It's a great product. Now, you know, you kind of hinted around it in the conversations we've had prior to doing this interview that there could be a product, you know, when you get those little scuffs and some of those kind of things that might be coming out in the future. I know you guys want to make it so it's absolutely right, but, you know, like you get those rod tip marks on your boat when you've tied your rods down and stuff.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys say, man, let's take off the little black rod tip marks that you get. And you know, Bass Boat Saver doesn't do that, but we're currently working on a product that will, and what it will be, you know, is it'll be in a small applicating jar, and you just take a little bit out, rub it on there, and it'll take that mark right off, and it will have a wax in it, so you don't have to you don't have to wax the surface, or you won't have to do any type of wet sanding or anything like that, because it'll just take that mark right off.
Well, you know, let's look back a little bit. Now, if I want to get this, of course, BassBoatSaver.com is a place to go look at the product and find out what things are and that kind of stuff. But you also have a large distributor network.
Yeah, we do. We're getting there. You know, we're small company, so we're getting there. All my dealers are on the webpage. You can order it as well, toll-free number. And that toll-free number is 1-866-716-6398. And that comes directly to me, so I do get all the orders.
Well, you also get all the complaints, and you haven't had any of those, so you got to be pleased with what's going on.
You know, Terry, I hate to say that, because I haven't gotten any complaints about the product, and I wish I would, you know.
Yeah, that way you can field and find out what you can do better. Jason,
absolutely right.
What a great product. You know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to talk to you here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and we appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Terry. You know, Bass Fan's done a great job for us, and it's an awesome website, a daily up-to-date on, you know, what the pros are doing. A good friend of mine, he's Billy McDonald. He's a Bass Fan member.
Yeah, he's a Bass Fan big stick, and you can read what Billy does on the tournament trail every day when he's fishing an event. Jason, thanks for being with us. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.